You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Agri Tuesdays, and this week we're taking a look at some interesting developments on the export side of things. There's a ban on agricultural products from South Africa to our neighbors, Botswana and Namibia. This is not a new ban. It has been in place previously in the past, but there are some new developments in that space. I'm joined on the line by agricultural economist and chief economist at AgBiz, Wandile Sehlobo, to take a look at these developments and try and unpack them. Good evening, Wandile. Thanks so much for taking the time. Isn't a new ban that we're seeing unfold in the agri space, but there are some changes here. Do you want to take us through what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Good evening. This is not a new ban or development, but rather really something that has persisted. And what is essentially happening is, for a long time, South Africa has been a major exporter to the Southern Africa region and indeed across the world. But somewhere in 2021, around about December, the government of Botswana and the government of Namibia decided that they would place a temporary ban of about 2 years or so on the imports of vegetables from South Africa to the region. At the time, they were saying, look, we need to work on improving our own domestic industries and perhaps maybe limit the imports from your side as South Africa. And that was the thinking at the period. Of course, this was a bit of a contravention because we're all sitting in a customs union, and we hope that we shouldn't be having such blank bans that do happen in a range of products. But I guess if you look at the regulations of what gathers us as the SACU, they can still make a case for crops of which they view as for national security. And I guess even though not fully articulated in that way when they did that, that was their justification. And they've continued to extend the ban. And even today, we're still struggling with exporting some of the products. Thus, we are having then this conversation about this issue.
Wandile, when we look at Southern African Customs Union, but also when we look at the Africa Free Continental Trade Agreement, I thought the whole point of these kinds of setups was to better improve the trade between nations and to identify efficiencies where we can leverage off of things. I mean, if we're able to provide this to those economies, shutting us out or taking the stance to not take our goods kind of goes against both agreements.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, because the thinking, it's always around to say, can we form some economic integration as the region and to be able then to do commerce fairly well across this without many barriers, either trade or non-tariff barriers. But I must say that although we are complaining now, saying that the vegetables are an issue in the region, South Africa has benefited greatly in terms of trade in general. As you and I speak today, we are a country that exports about half of what we produce. In value terms, this in 2023 was about $13.2 billion. About 40% of this is within the African continent. And in these exports that we send to the African continent, 90 cents in every dollar is within the Southern Africa region, which then makes Botswana and Namibia being some of the important markets that we are exporting to. Exporting to them vegetables, grains and a range of other products, which is why my view is that if Botswana then and indeed Namibia feel that they want at least a certain range of vegetables to be produced in their countries, what could be better way of handling this is communicating to say, look, South Africa, we are trying to build these. We view them as infancy industries. We want to be able to be at least sufficient, self-sufficient on these products. Therefore, in a particular period and in a particular period, we would like to reduce the imports on this, not to put the blank ban for a prolonged period, because then this disrupts the planning of businesses that are sitting there in those countries, but also has inflationary issues to consumers in those countries. And at the same time, South Africans who have produced thinking that they are producing for the entire region. So it's all about to say, let's coordinate our development policies better. Let's communicate better on what we are doing and not react the way that we are currently doing and hold the posture that we saw, for example, from the president of Botswana a few weeks ago.
Wandile, it sounds like you want a very measured kind of response or solution towards the particular developments. And I want to take a look at that from a South African perspective. How do we achieve that measured response? response without triggering something like a trade war, because we can just as easily come back and say, from our perspective, this is having a detrimental financial impact on our local farmers, and as South Africa, we need to do what's best for our farmers as well. How do we strike that balance to ensure that trade continues, but at the same time protect our own farmers the same way Botswana is intending to protect their farmers?
I think as South Africa, we have to be mature on this and realize the fact that we are a big economy in the region. So we cannot react in whatever way that other countries, perhaps that have a lesser size of economies than us, can be able to react, which is why I think diplomatically on how we speak about this, and secondly, even the economic policy measures that we do take as South Africa needs not to be in a negative way. What I think would be helpful is that our colleagues at the DTIC or Department of Agriculture or DECO, they have a conversation with Botswana about what's their aspiration around this, and then enhance the way of communication between the Botswana and Namibian authorities to South African authorities, and in turn to industry. But also to think to them, to say, look, what are some of the crops that you want to develop in your region, and what would be the plan, and what then should be the form of coexistence with South Africa? And not to put the complete ban, but everyone knows that in particular period, these industries could be treated as infancy industries of handling that. Because if we fail to get out of that, it's what leads to many people now saying, look, let's do the same. Let's block their livestock. Let's look at the SACU revenue sharing formula. We send a lot of money in these countries and sustain them. But I think we shouldn't drag the conversation to that level, because that gets to have other social implications. But also South Africa is still equally interlinked with these countries, because there's many of our industries that are still exporting and doing business in the region. And the goal should be shared prosperity amongst the region, which is why I think dialogue between the countries involving the business structures is what will help in dealing with this issue.
In that case then, Wandile, what do we do from our local farmers' perspectives? They would feel the financial pinch definitely from their inability to export, and they've been feeling it. And now with the extension of the ban, it'll continue to filter through. Do we have enough of an export market outside of what we currently export in Africa for us to offset the demand somewhere else? I mean, you mentioned obviously that 40% of what we export goes into the African continent. Can we redirect that to somewhere else, or are our farmers the ones that are going to suffer?
I mean, 40% goes to the African continent, but not all of that is blocked. What we see being a challenge is largely within the vegetable. And you are right, we are suffering, because in our data, when we look at it, we see that the vegetable exports, take it 2023, they were down 8% year-on-year in value terms, and really the lowest level in 7 years. That shows you then the pressures that are in Namibia and in Botswana market. But I think what we need to do then is to thinking about broadly about South Africa's strategy, to say, where do we develop our export markets? Which other regions should we be looking at? Which is why I think understanding what's going on in Botswana and Namibia and their long-term strategy is important, because we have to know if beyond vegetables, when they have reached the level of production that they want, will they be progressing to other crops, and what will be those crops? If we have a largest exposure to them, can we begin then searching to other markets? But I think that's the spirit that we need to take. But at the same time, from their governments, there needs to be a respect of the SACU regulations, because we are all sitting as a customs unions. There's certain rules that actually and the legal pathways that actually guides our engagement in here. And I think that needs to be respected in all forms of these countries in the region. Mm-hmm. But I think, be that as it may, seeing what the political stance in Botswana, for example, on this matter, I still do think that we need, as South Africa, to stand up, think regionally, and then see how do we cooperate and build the regional agricultural production. And on this one, we need not to be angry or anything like that, but rather to engage with those businesses, cognizant that there is economic pain in South Africa. But then the South African government should work also to opening up more export markets to other regions as we begin to deal with the difficulties that all of us as the region we face.
Wandile, when we look at, you mentioned the regional responsibility and maturity that's needed from a South African perspective, and I suppose that is definitely in, there's two sides to that, in that we also need a level of maturity to be expressed from our neighbouring partners as well when we look at this. You touched on something that I want to look at now, and you and I have spoken about this in the past when we looked at exports hitting record levels, and recently you touched on maize exports, and I want to look at what you just mentioned around expanding into other areas. Should we now be worried to say the maize that we export or the other crops that we export could come under similar kinds of threats or similar kinds of bans if there is a level of maturity from one side, but the other side is putting self-interest above regional interest?
I think that's particularly that diplomatic conversation that needs to happen, to say not only South Africa will be expected to behave in a certain way, but all of us as a region, we need to put the regional interest at the forefront. And I say this really respecting and feeling the sentiment that some that are in on the ground running businesses, feeling the economic pain of this. And in South Africa, and even some South African retailers that are sitting in Botswana used to getting certain quality of supplies from South Africa, and now suddenly they are not receiving those supplies. So I'm aware of those challenges that are there. But I think we are here now. We have to be thinking about how do we move around that. With regards to other products, yes, there is always sensitivity, but there's always a greater flexibility in other products outside vegetables, because you can store grain and export it to the Middle East, to the Far East, to elsewhere in the world where we are already doing. The issue with the vegetables is also the fact that they are much more highly perishable, and the handling of them is way more different than the other commodities. So while we don't know what Botswana's viewpoint will be going forward, but I would say in other commodities, we have a much more greater flexibility than what we have in the vegetables. But I still think that a regional conversation and a regional value chain of these commodities is what's important, because ultimately, the agricultural organizations that are in South Africa, you will find that to a certain extent, they participate across the region, which is why I think it's important that we grow Southern Africa's agricultural sector. And that involves then this coordination in production policies across the region.
Certainly a measured approach is needed to tackle this, but we'll have to leave it at that. Wandile, thanks so much for those insights and for the time. That's Wandile Sehlobo, Chief Economist at AgBiz, joining me to reflect on the latest continued ban from Botswana and Namibia on certain South African agricultural exports.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.